This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. 12 people trapped in a Teller County mine were rescued late Thursday evening. They spent hours waiting 1,000 feet underground after an elevator malfunctioned at the Molly Kathleen gold mine near Cripple Creek. One person was killed and 4 people injured in the initial accident, and 11 additional people were rescued earlier in the day, including 2 children. Teller County Sheriff Jason Mikesell.
Anything like this, you want to get people to them as soon as possible. And it really is a big concern of ours to make sure everybody is, especially at a traumatic situation like this with children. It's one of those things, you tear up a little bit when you're dealing with kids that have to go through these types of things, but they're safe. That's all we can hope for right now.
The mine is a popular tourist destination. Rescue crews considered sending a team down the 1,000-foot mine shaft to rescue the group, but teams were able to get the elevator working again and rescue the final party. They were offered a place to stay at local hotels in town to recover. It's still unclear what caused the elevator malfunction or how the one person died. Today is the first day that Colorado clerks will begin mailing ballots out to voters, CPR's Kiara DeMare reports.
Throughout the state, voters can expect to find their ballots in their mailboxes in the coming days. Ballot drop boxes are also opening and will be under constant video surveillance. In-person voting starts October 21st, and October 28th is the last day to safely mail in ballots. Ballots must be received by 7 p.m. on November 5th, so once it gets close to the election, people should plan to use a drop box or a vote center. Voters can contact their county clerk with questions or concerns regarding the election or voting process. I'm Kiara DeMare, CPR News.
Donald Trump makes a campaign stop in Colorado today. That's at the Gaylord Rockies Resort in Aurora. Trump has been repeating false claims about transnational gang violence in Aurora at other appearances. The event today could draw a big crowd, possibly slowing down traffic around the site, which is near Denver International Airport. It starts at 1 p.m. This is CPR News.